This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing, your local coastal brewery. Independently brewing since 1996. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Hi, Daily Ticker Time, brought to you as always by our good friends at Pelican Brewing, now offering their new Beak Breaker Hazy Double IPA. Crack open a can and enjoy the taste of victory. It's going to be nice at the beach this weekend. Good weekend to head on over. Let's talk some college football, because it's never a bad time to talk college football. Bill Connolly is our guest now. One of our favorites, at ESPN underscore Bill C on Twitter. You can go give him a follow there. The author of the S&P Plus model. Bill, good morning to you. You have a way to fix the college football playoff, which has become one of the most debated things year in and year out in the sport. How does Bill Connolly and the S&P Plus model feel about fixing the playoff format?
Well, I think, number one, we don't have to fix anything. 12 worked pretty well. It was pretty fun. It cut everybody off at, if you have two unforgivable losses, then you don't get in. That worked. Not that I would do that every year, but I kind of liked 12. It's clear we're going to keep expanding, and, it is what it is. And if we're going to do so, then, yeah, I wrote a piece for Monday that looked into, okay, if we have to do this, number one, 14 is stupid. 14 is a stopgap, and 14 is just designed to give the Big Ten and SEC buys. Just go to 16 if we're going to do it. Just 16 works for every other sport. So just go straight there. I would add an extra conference champion. Number one, because I always look to add extra conference champions. And number two, because, that would mean that the number one seed gets a kind of an easier matchup. It's kind of a win-win in that regard. It would still be a reward. Oregon would have played Army this year in a 16-team playoff instead of Clemson. And that would have been, a solid difference. And the other thing the other major thing I kind of wanted in that piece was just an opportunity to point and laugh at the 4-4-2-2-1-1. Everybody gets automatic spots in advance system that is so silly and so ridiculous and so overthought and looks like it's going to happen, but I'm going to make fun of it constantly.
So my co-host would disagree with that take. He believes these conferences should be guaranteed automatic bids. I liked your piece of just like, you're probably going to make it anyway, but like, why do you need to cry and moan to have guaranteed spots? Let's just let it play out. Why do you feel the way that you do? If somebody feels that the SEC and the Big Ten are the best conferences, they should get this. Why do you feel the opposite?
They will get this. They'll probably average about four. And so why are we going out of the way to look like we're rigging a system that will work out just fine anyway? I know why. They want play-in games and a new spectacular Saturday where they can have, you know, Iowa steal a bid from Indiana or whatever and, you know, negate a good portion of the regular season in a way that the 12-team playoff was supposed to, but really didn't. It just goes against everything I stand for. We're going to let this play out and you'll probably get about four teams. If we expand to 16, SEC is probably going to get five more often than not. Mm-hmm. So stop mandating it. Just let it happen and stop looking like you're rigging the system. You've already rigged the money. You're going to get the money regardless. Let's just let this play out and it will. It would work just fine in their favor. They've got most of the brands and instead they're going to rig it even further.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, that's kind of my argument as well, is that they're going to get him anyway, so that's why I wasn't that upset about it. But the optics of it, I do agree with you, Bill. They don't look good to the other conferences. Bill Connolly is our guest, S&P Plus, national college football writer for ESPN, at ESPN underscore Bill C on Twitter, where you can go give him a follow. You know, there was the idea out there, Bill, and my team ran into it in the playoff, where Ohio State seemed like, going into the season, they're the most talented team in the country. Nobody can touch them top to bottom depth-wise. And then they had kind of a weird regular season. Oregon beats them in Autzen, and then the shocking loss to Michigan. And I think for a moment there, we kind of forgot, like, damn, there's a lot of NFL talent on this team. And then they showed us in the playoffs. I've heard the argument made that that's the last of a dying breed because of the transfer portal, the amount of money the teams have to spend, that you're just not going to see a team with that much, you know, collected talent anymore. What does the S&P Plus model show us for next year in terms of, is there one team that's head and shoulders above everybody else, like maybe Ohio State was, or is it more of an even playing field?
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for the most even possible playing field. I do think there are signs of, you know, even in the projections of where, you know, because of the way talent is distributed a little more, Ohio State's not going to be less talented, but just other teams are going to be more talented because they can pick up four-star backups that they didn't have before. Like even UMass last year had a lot of, like, former high three-star guys on their roster. That never happened before, and it didn't even help them because everybody else was more talented too, I guess, and they still weren't very good. But it does, like, there's an obvious redistribution effect. And I think if nothing else, that I think that might close the gap between, say, like the number two team and the number 15 team in the country, which if you want a good playoff and a good playoff race, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
We're doing it at the expense of the G5 and the Big Sky and all these other conferences that are just kind of stopping points as talent moves upward. As I wrote in a piece a couple of weeks ago, like, we either care about that or we don't. Right now, we don't. I kind of wish we did, but it's obvious we don't right now. But I guess the plus is it's not that they're all gravitating toward just Ohio State. They're gravitating towards a bunch of good teams, and that could make for, you know, a little bit more distribution at the top, I guess.
So looking at your SP Plus early peekaboo here, you've got Oregon at six. They're just ahead of Texas and right behind Notre Dame. Offensively, they're third in the nation, according to the offensive SP Plus. But they're 15th defensively. I have a lot of questions about their quarterback. They're not going to have a 25-year-old starting quarterback anymore. They finally get off the Bo Nix, Dylan Gabriel train. Dante Moore is going to be at the reins for Oregon this year. Your early thoughts of having a Dante Moore and a non-like 23-year-old experienced guy at the helm, and just defensively what those numbers are suggesting for Oregon going into next year?
Yeah, until I kind of laid out their roster, it hadn't really hit me just how much Oregon lost defensively. In my head, it was basically lose your quarterback but return a good portion of the rest of the roster. That's kind of true on offense. Their returning production numbers, especially with, you know, bringing in three different, not only three transfer offensive linemen, but experienced transfer linemen, guys who got all conference votes in the Big Ten and Mountain West and Sun Belt last year. That's a really nice step. That should work out pretty well for them. Getting Hughes from Tulane, a running back, you know, you lose your 1,200-yard rusher and bring in a 1,400-yard rusher, that works pretty well. Aside from quarterback, the offense looks pretty set. You know, aside from quarterback, that's kind of an important position. And, SP Plus just kind of like shrugs its shoulders at that, I guess. It doesn't really know what to make of it. Like, recent history suggests Oregon will have a good quarterback but obviously everyone's different. Defense really didn't concern me, though. I mean, you're talking about like losing four of the top five linemen from last year, like what, one, two, three, like eight of the top nine DBs or something like that. Obviously transfers are coming in, but yeah, that seems to be where the biggest concern is right now. That's a lot to lose from a good defense, especially a good pass defense. And that'll be the biggest. Obviously, quarterback will get the headlines, and obviously, quarterback's important, but the defense might be the bigger concern.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Interesting. Bill, earlier we were talking about Malik Murphy. We got our first glimpse of him at Oregon State as they opened spring practice. And that was one of the bigger surprises to me of the offseason in terms of the portal of like, damn, that's a starting quarterback in the ACC transferring to Oregon State. I know you've come on the show many times and talked about Oregon State and Washington State. You've done some great reporting on teams in the past who have been left behind by their conference and what their future has looked like. I'm curious what your reaction was to that. And Oregon State was so limited at that position last year. How does that change maybe the offensive outlook for the Beavs this season?
Well, Duke as a whole was such a hard offense to figure out last year. Like, Murphy wasn't very good, but he also had absolutely no run game to work with whatsoever. So basically, anytime he was throwing, it was 3rd and 8. Yeah. And so his numbers were okay. He was like right around 50 in total QBR, like right in the middle of the pack, basically. But, you know, he doesn't take a lot of sacks. He can be, we saw at Texas at least a little bit, he can run a little bit, wasn't asked to run at all at Duke. So it'll be really interesting just to see what kind of fit that is. I do think just kind of glancing, there's a lot of high three or former four-star recruits on that offense. So, you know, really the defense isn't all that bad shape from a recruiting standpoint ever. So you could say that, you know, this is still kind of at least a low power conference kind of roster. And obviously, you know, wasn't very good last year. So we'll see what they can change. The run game, obviously, you know, Hankerson's back, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, he was probably the steadiest player there. Most of the receiving corps back, or almost all of the receiving corps back. And so that all looks pretty good, but we just get to find out what Murphy is really capable of. And I guess, you know, he'll be doing it in front of a relatively new offensive line.
I asked you to come on the show, and in the text, I threw at you the top 10 coaches of SP Plus. Now, I felt kind of bad because, like, you're coming on just out of the goodness of your heart.
Let's give you more work on top of
and,
it.
And I'm like, he's following soccer for ESPN. He's doing great college football work. Were you able to do this, or do you have a relative idea of what a top 10 SP Plus, the coaching list, would look like?
Well, so I thought about it. I probably overthought about it a little bit. Maybe I'll turn this into a piece at some point.
Yes.
But, so I've been playing with a lot of coaching.
Can we get a shout out of that piece?
Shout out to my guys attending to the fan who were the
fired by.
Yes.
So I've been playing with a lot of coaching change data of late, and I've found that, you know, for future SP Plus projections, I might be able to. I don't have coaching changes in there because I've never found a good way to do it. But I'm starting to learn that if you compare, like, last year's performance to, say, a 20-year history for that school, significant amount of history, like, if you were way above last year or your normal performance last year, and then you lost your coach, that probably means that's a bad thing, and you're going to fall back to the pack a little bit. If you underachieved dramatically versus that 20-year history and changed coaches, that probably means very good things, and there might be something to that. So when you ask that question, I was kind of thinking in those terms, like, who overachieves against, like, that school's history the most? Because, I mean, obviously you can say that the Kirby Smart's one of the best coaches in college football. He is. Mm-hmm. And Georgia's overachieved some, but not, you know, massively. Georgia's always supposed to be pretty good. So over the last 15 years, here are the coaches who have overachieved the most compared to that bar of recent history. Well, Rhett Lashley is number one, but he's only got a 3-year sample to work with, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Art Briles is number two. We're going to ignore that entirely.
Thank you.
But if you look at guys with at least like a 5 or 10 year history, number one was Chris Peterson. I'd say that's a pretty good endorsement of the measure.
Yeah.
Number two was Nick Saban, also a good endorsement. And then you know, funny enough, Bobby Petrino is pretty high on that list. But you keep going down, and you know, David Cutcliffe's up there. Willie Fritz is pretty high on that list, despite last year's struggles. Yeah. So I think this is not too bad. Gary Patterson's up there. Ken Niumatalolo's up there, which, first of all, he did a heck of a job at San Jose this past season. So, yeah, I don't think it has necessarily any surprises, but I think this might be a fun way to evaluate it. And one of the guys that might be relevant for 2025 is Dan Mullen, is pretty high on the list as well. And UNLV is the school that overachieved against its 20-year history the absolute most last year, and would be projected to just fall off the face of the earth if I was to incorporate this in SP Plus. But Dan Mullen's a pretty good coach, so maybe that offsets it.
Yeah, that was one of the rare occurrences where a small school lost a coach, and you're like, did they upgrade in that process? They might have. Dan Mullen's had a great career, to your point. He was doing good at ESPN as well. Bill Connolly, we look forward to the piece ranking the top 10 S&P Plus coaches. Shout out 1080 The Fan and at, you know, Dirt and Sprague in that piece. Make sure it's in that first paragraph. He is the author of the S&P Plus. Go give him a follow on Twitter. He's the best in the biz. At ESPN _ Bill C. We always enjoy the time, man. Hopefully we can do this again soon.
Absolutely.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.